Welcome to the first edition of the ePublish Yourself interview series. I had the pleasure recently to talk with Joanna Penn, founder of The Creative Pen, and a prolific author of thrillers who generously shares her in-depth knowledge of the e-publishing world with fellow authors. I spoke with her shortly after I had started reading two of her earlier books, her debut novel Pentecost, and a nonfiction work, How to Market a Book. What follows is a short segment from an hour-long interview and a preview of what's to come in the next issue of our e-zine.
I'm curious. I was thinking as I was bouncing back and forth between the two books, there's one author that I like, Paul Theroux, who alternates between travel books. And
I've read some of his. Yeah,
and he uses that pretty much to fund his fiction writing, because he makes something like 1/20th as much money for the fiction, but he loves to do it. So,
oh, that's funny, because I didn't even know he wrote fiction, but that'll be why.
Yeah, see, there you go. Yeah. Is that formula somewhat similar to what you're experiencing with your books, that your nonfiction works kind of drive your fiction?
No, it's interesting. I mean, one of your questions was about, you know, when did I realize I could make a business as an author? And that was when I started writing fiction. I think the market has changed so much now. Paul is obviously an older chap who has had traditional publishing success, but now with the way we can publish, fiction is just makes more money, because people who read fiction will buy, you know, if they like an author, they'll buy everything an author's got. Whereas nonfiction, you know, someone might read How to Market a Book, and you know, that's a totally different audience. So people read nonfiction to answer a question or solve a problem, a specific problem, but they may not actually care about who the author is, as long as it helps them with that particular issue. But with fiction, you know, you can, putting it in an entirely business point of view, you can maximize the revenue per transaction or per customer, because the customer may go on and buy everything. So fiction is increasingly every month more and more of my income, which is quite exciting, really.
It is exciting, yeah. And it also is quite a dramatic change in the dynamics of the publishing industry, because, you know, fiction was always the hardest route to go, I think, for a lot of writers. And it seems that that is no longer the case from what you're saying.
Well, I think it depends what your aim is as an author. For example, if you are writing literary fiction and your aim is to win a prize, and it's some kind of literary prize, then you will most likely not be able to make a living as an author. But if you're writing genre fiction that essentially appeals to a certain audience, you know, romance is the best example. I mean, I write thrillers, but of course, right, people who write romance, they, you know, when I teach a class of authors these days, I say, so who are the romance authors in the room? And that, you know, normally like one person will put their hand up because they're a bit embarrassed. And I say, you know, you're the millionaire. that's the way this is going right now. But I think if you write regularly, and that's I think the biggest issue with writers who complain about not making a living, is they're not writing enough books. You know, writing a series is a good example of a way to speed up, because you don't have to create another world. You don't have to create new characters. You can just come up with a new situation. So I think that would be the main difference between authors who are actually making money out of fiction and those who don't. I certainly saw a tipping point at three books, where it went up. There was definitely a step up at three books. And then I'm at six now, four full length, a novella and a short story series. And I've seen another step up. And I've heard people say that when you get to sort of 10 and more than 10, and you've got someone like Bob Mayer, I don't know if you know Bob Mayer, who's got 60 now, I think, or 55 or something like that. And Bob is making an extremely good living.
Right.
Do you know the site authorearnings.com? Have you had a look at that?
Heard of it. I mean, that was
Yeah, it's Hugh
But
Howey's new
yeah.
site, which basically analyzes the data around who's making money in the charts. It's got Amazon and Barnes and Noble right now, and all of that proves that independent authors are making more money overall than traditionally published authors. Across all kind of income points, but also it points out the genres that are, specifically high selling, which won't surprise anyone. Well, romance, thrillers, mysteries, sci-fi,
Right,
fantasy,
yeah.
that type of thing.
I've actually heard some furious arguments around the statistics involved in his analysis, which I tend to side with him because I think the way he presented it and the information he provided seemed pretty thorough. But I've noticed that some folks in the mainstream publishing industry are disputing the statistical models that he used and claiming that it really isn't as dramatic as what he's claiming. So it's
Yeah,
kind of
but I mean,
interesting.
it is interesting. But even if it's half as dramatic as what it's reported, or even a quarter, what it's showing is that, indie authors are doing pretty well in genre fiction and some non-fiction as well. I mean, we're seeing, more and more people sort of doing their own books now, people setting up their own publishing houses. So I think that. I don't think the tide is turning, because I've certainly found myself that at this point in time, I've now just got another literary agent to do my foreign rights. I can't do everything myself. So indie authors who are doing this for a living and now sort of finding ways to work with publishers. I mean, Hugh Howey, who did the author earning site, he's signed with publishers for his print books in the US and the UK, and for foreign translations, and he's got an agent. So I don't think it's an us versus them situation. It's very much a situation where I hope that entrepreneurial publishers will look at in entrepreneurial authors and come up with partnerships that benefit everyone.
Thanks for listening to this segment of an ePublish Yourself interview. We'll be covering more topics like this in the future, by authors, for authors.